Blog Talk Radio.
Go. Hey, I want to welcome everybody out there today to Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. My name is Peter Richardson, and I am the owner and creator of SOAR. Today is April 23rd. I'm interviewing Texas Tech alumni, ex-NFL athlete, Jamar. Woo!
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Yeah, I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team. Yeah, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Yeah, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team. Yeah, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Boys tell stories about the men. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I got it. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here popping up without us. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a f*** about you. Just as a reminder to myself. I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. No, we don't feel that. A fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No, we don't feel that. A fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
Mic over to you, man. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your college journey?
you know, then going in with a little bit of your little collegiate experience.
All right, man. College started in 2006. Came in as a running back. Came out here first year, got out here for a little bit, went to DB. Brand new position, man. Something different, something brand new. Came out here with Wes Welker, Joe Fulani, Crabtree, all them dudes, man. Broke me off. No exaggeration, but, I mean, it was a learning. I was there every day to get better, man. I eventually became a starter. I was a three-year starter. Like to think I did pretty well. And got a chance to go on to the next level. He mentioned I was an ex-NFL player, man. I got drafted in the sixth round to the Dallas Cowboys, something no one can ever take away from me, man. I was blessed to be able to do that. Unfortunately, not playing in that now, but I'm playing in the CFL, next best thing, man. I started camp up in June 1st, ready to go. Like you said, just left the gym, trying to stay in shape, get ready to go, because it's a business, man. That's my job, so can't really complain there.
Ooh, I know what you mean. Like you say, key word, job. That's your job. You hear me? Hey, man,
that is
what
my job.
And you got that exactly right as well. Can't nobody take that away. That the fact that you've been drafted. You know, not too many people can say that that they've been drafted. Which is coming up. You know, which is coming up here pretty fast. Is the NFL draft. And Jamar. And I know there's a lot of athletes out there that was just like you, just in your shoes, and those ones who was wishing that they was in your shoes, the one especially back at your hometown in Plainview, and there's kids all around the nation who wants to be able to even be up to go, to be worthy enough to go in front and have a chance to be drafted. So what I'm saying is what was your mindset after the conclusion of your last, I want to say, of your junior year? You had that last football season going in. You know, what was your mindset going into your last football season?
Going into my last football season, well, my junior year, we played in the Cotton Bowl, man, and got destroyed. I hurt my hamstring, out with an injury. I had a broken bone in my toe, man. I was out for all the spring. I was out from like January the 2nd or 3rd, I don't remember what day it was, until about mid-June, man. And so I didn't have anything else to do but to sit there and watch film. I couldn't practice, so I just sat there and watched film, man. And I made it a thing that everyone that wants to be good, you have to – at the college level, everyone's good. Even at the NFL levels are even better. So you have to separate yourself somehow, way, shape, form, or fashion. And that's what you have to do, man. You have to watch film to get the upper edge on your opponent, knowing if they turn a little bit this way, if they're going to do a curl or something. You got to do whatever it takes, man, to get yourself going. And as soon as I could put pressure on that foot, man, I was rehabbing. I was getting there, man. I dropped 20 pounds going into my senior year, man. I was ready to go. Came in, had a good solid year. Ended the Alamo Bowl, MVP defense. Left from San Antonio, went to Orlando where I started training at, man. And it was a nonstop deal through the entire time, man. Like I said, you got to push yourself because it is thousands and thousands and thousands of people in that want to do the exact same thing that you're doing. And you got to, like I said, you got to separate yourself. So whenever you're tired, man, and you want to quit, think about that. Oh, it's another dude over here that's not tired. It's another dude over here that's doing one more rep than me or doing one more jump than me. Something, and you got to push yourself every day to the limit, man, because if not, you won't make it. And like I say, man, I was blessed enough to get drafted, heard my name called. I was sitting in the game. I ain't going to lie, I kind of lost hope, man. I started playing the video game, got a call from Jerry Jones telling me they were going to take me in the sixth round, man. Most exciting day of my life because it was something that I worked for from the time I can remember.
Hey, man, that's a blessing right there, man, just hearing about it. I mean, from Jerry Jones himself?
Jerry Jones himself.
Hey, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. So basically what you're saying was you had to figure out a way to separate yourself.
Separate. Because you know, like you say, man, people all around the nation, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to want to be up there. It's only 32 teams now. And the roster is 53. That's not a whole lot of spots for thousands of people trying to get there, you know. So you got to do something. You got to push yourself. You got to push yourself.
Yes, sir. You're exactly right on that, man. And also, you know, because playing football is just not about just playing football in in school no more. So let us know, like, where did the academics play in that? You know, what your mindset was? Because I know you to be a pretty smart guy. You know, so let them also know about the books and how you end up finishing school or whatnot. You know.
Yeah, books, man, take advantage of it. If you're blessed enough to get a scholarship, a free education, that's exactly like a free education where other people are paying thousands of dollars a semester just to go to school. When you're getting a free education, man, I hate it when I seen guys that I went to school with who didn't finish, man, because it was free. Who can complain with free? It don't matter if you get a free sucker, a free piece of candy. You know what I mean? That's free. You're going to take it, right? So, man,
right.
I went in there. Luckily, my mom engraved in me since I was probably first grade. Homework came first. I remember when I started playing tackle football, but it was sometimes I didn't even get to go to practice because I didn't finish my homework. You know what I mean? And I took that through college. Like, it don't matter what happened, man, I always did my homework. I can say I never failed a class. I passed everything. It might not have been with an A, but I passed. You know, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy. If it was easy, everyone would have a degree, a doctorate or something. It's not easy. But you have to push yourself just like everything else because you can't play football forever. And so you have a degree just like I can. No one can take my name being called in 2010 to the Cowboys. Also, no one can take that degree from you. That's something that you earn. That's something that you can put on your wall, man, and see Texas Tech graduates, Jamar Wall with an ESS degree. That's going to be there forever, no matter what happens, no matter how old I get. So, I mean, take full advantage of it as long as you can because I didn't finish right off top. When I finished my senior year, I went right to training. But I only had a couple of hours left, so after that first season, I came back and finished my classes. It was still under a year. I still had that year to finish, still for free. So I came back, finished it up, and got my piece of paper.
Hey, keep points in there, man. Keep points in there. That's what I'm saying right there. Jay Wall. So, what I want to say now, man, is I'm trying to boggle it up. I got it floating around. What's one thing would you tell somebody that was in your shoes? What's one thing that you would tell somebody right now that's going through your shoes that's maybe going through the draft right now? You know, that's going through the draft. You know. About to come into the season, about to hit the ball rolling, you know, and just hit it downhill. You know, what would you tell that cat right now that's out there grinding?
I actually got a cousin, man, that's in the draft right now. His name is Marquise Goodwin. He was a receiver for UT. He has his head on straight, luckily, but I still make sure that I give him an instance, man, to always remember that you didn't, because I know where he came from. He didn't have a great life. But I know, just like I did, he had a goal for himself when he was young. He said that he was going to make it to the NFL. He has a handicapped sister, man. He said he's going to get her own house, have someone to take care of her for the rest of her life. And that was his goal. That's what you got to do, man. You got to set goals for yourself. And don't ever give up on your goals because there's going to be always obstacles, man. Even in the Bible, it says there's going to be obstacles. But it's ways to get around it, man. Staying your Bible, I know if it wasn't for the Bible, man, the Lord, man, it's no telling where I would be. Because things don't always go your way. But never give up, man. You know it's the saying, never give up, never ever give up, you know. So you got to. It's one thing you got to continue to push, man. From injury to, I have people telling me I wasn't going to make it. What if you blow out a knee? Well, I'm not going to blow out a knee. Because I got the Lord on my side. It happened, I had a meniscus tear. Yeah, I was out for a couple of weeks, came back strong in high school, came back strong, ran for 2,700 yards next year. You know what I'm saying? It's what you put in it. It's what you put in it. If you got that will and determination, man, it's nothing that can hold you back. The sky is the limit, man. Never give up on it and continue to think, know where it came from. if you're not big in the Bible, get into it, man, because everything happens for a reason. It's always a plan for your life. And that's what I would say, take out of it, man. Continue to push forward. Keep faith. Work. Never get, don't relax, because when you relax, it's when somebody come and take your job. It's a job now.
Yeah.
Love, it's a job. Mm. It's a straight up business. Y'all, they watching, just like we watching, all these trades going around, all these people getting released. It's a business, man.
Yeah.
People, they got to keep their job just like you got to keep yours. If you're not doing it, they will replace you. Don't give them that opportunity.
Don't give them that opportunity, man. Hey, even if you're on the right, that's even in life, even if you're on the right track, you'll get passed if you just sit there.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't relax.
So, man, hey, Jamar,
you the CEO of your company. Don't relax.
Yeah. Don't relax, you know. Do not relax. Hey, but, hey, Jamar, one last question. One last question for me, man. All right. In 5 years, I ask this to everybody I have on my show. The conclusion of the show, in 5 years, what do you see yourself? My brother. 5 years.
5 years. What would that put me at? That put me at 30. I don't know. It might be pushing my football career. I'm blessed enough to keep playing. Maybe keep playing. But like I say, it's never promised. So I mean, one thing that me and my wife want to do, we want to open up our own spa, massage spa place. So and I know that we were thinking about living in Florida. By that time, we probably have one or two little ones running around somewhere, you know. So, I mean, it's always positive, man. That's all you got to do is think positive, set that goal. That's our goal, man. That's to have enough money so we can open up our own spot somewhere in Florida. So,
hey,
that's where
I
see myself.
Opening up a spa. I said, hey, well, I'm going to be in there, you know.
Come on through, man.
Yeah, man. Well, Jamar, it's been my pleasure, my brother. I know I enjoyed what you had to say. I'm sure everybody else out there enjoyed it, man. I know you're a busy man. You got a wife, you know, a beautiful home. So I just want to say, Jamar, appreciate it, man. And you have yourself a great night.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a good one.
All right, man. Peace. Alrighty, now I'm going to go ahead and let some tracks play, let you guys relax. I hope you guys enjoyed that, man. Jamar, he's really a great cat, man. Me and him played together up at Texas Tech, and I met him and his family. Great man, strong family, man. God fearing man. Alrighty.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hoodie. Get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of help, a little bit of caution. Somewhere we swing like rocking. Got me for a game with no y'all can't copy. Glad, moonwalking. And it's here, it's a party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Grown music, I set my skin and put my bones into everything I record. Do it, and yeah, I'm on. Got that stage light going shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INVEPENVENV, the hustler. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the portrait. Flossing, halfway across that city with the back. Question, labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We get after the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Here we go back, this is the moment, tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over, so we put our hands up. Like the ceiling can't hold us, like the ceiling can't hold us. Here we go back, this is the moment, tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over, so we put our hands up. Like the ceiling can't hold us,
those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching as we go back.
This is a moment, tonight is the night. We do by deal, it's over, so we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. This is a moment, tonight is the night. We do by deal, it's over, so we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us.
And I wanna know why does it feel so good?
Okay, I want to thank everybody out there for tuning in to my show tonight. Saving our athletes respectfully. It's really been my pleasure. And once again to you, Jamar Wall, for coming in and letting me go ahead and interview you. You know, thank you very much, my brother. My prayers goes out. Prayers goes out to you and your family. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, catch me at Soar Every Day, or you can go to my Facebook and hit the little like button, the one with a thumbs up, with at facebook.com/SavingOurAthletesRespectfully, SOAR. And I got to leave you with the Rihanna and the Nicki Minaj. So catch me same Soar Day next week, same Soar time. And don't remember, it don't matter where you've been or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. Peace.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to love.
Get ready for it. I came to win, to fight.